Mini episode 362 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.info.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to mini episode number 362 of the FDH Lounge. This is FDH managing partner Rick Morris. First off, apologizing for the brevity of this week's show and the absence of my usual cohort, Kyle Ross, as we dig into the NFL Week 17 slate. The logistics of this holiday week made coordinating with Kyle impossible, but we plan to be back with him next week and through the playoffs, and we do indeed have his picks for this week's slate of games. Last week, I was 6-10 on all of the games, 1-2 on my big three, 1-0 on my 1,000-star gold-plated lock of the millennium for Week 16. That brings me to 113, 118, and 9 for all of my picks on the season, 21, 26, and 1 on my big three, and 7, 8, and 1 on my 1,000-star gold-plated lock of the millennium picks. Kyle went 2-2, putting him at 31, 31, and 2 for the year. For the record, I loathe this week's slate, which is not a good sign because I hated last week's one also, and only had six winners. We start with Carolina laying 6 at Atlanta, down from 7.5 at the open. On a short week for the Falcons with cross-country travel last week, I like the Panthers to seize their opportunity to nail down a bye week and cover here. Tennessee is laying 7 at home against Houston, which has been a steady line. Carrying on a theme I've been putting out there in recent weeks, admittedly without much recent hard evidence, the Texans are the best 2-13 team in sports history. Having said that, it's more my lack of regard for the Titans that tells you I like the points here. Pittsburgh is laying 7 at home against Cleveland, which has been a steady line. The Browns have historically mailed it in when presented this circumstance in recent years and did so against the Steelers a few weeks ago. Meanwhile, Pittsburgh clings to slim playoff hopes after an 0-4 start. Safe play is Pittsburgh to roll here. Cincinnati is laying 6.5 at home against Baltimore, a line which opened at 5.5. The Bengals are super tough at home this year, albeit cream puffs on the road, but the Ravens are the team with much more to play for here, and Cincinnati has yet to establish itself as a definitive alpha dog in the AFC North. Baltimore may not win, but they're a good bet to get inside of the 6.5. Indianapolis is laying 11 at home against Jacksonville, down from 13 at the open. Colts don't have much to play for here, and are facing a potential sandwich game between their unlikely win at KC last week and wild card weekend. Take the Jags, who have gone from historically bad to merely below average in recent weeks, to cover. Philadelphia is laying 6.5 at Dallas, up from 1 at the open. In a battle of two awful defenses, take the Eagles, as their offense might be more explosive even if they were facing Tony Romo, and Kyle Orton probably can't supply the dynamism to keep up with Philly. However, Kyle's only recommended play of Week 17 goes against me here, as he advises to take the points. Miami is laying 5.5, down from 7 at the open, at home against the New York Jets. It's easy to overreact to the turd that Miami laid last week in probably fumbling away their playoff chances at Buffalo. The Jets don't match up as well with them, and Geno Smith is unsurprisingly weak on the road. Take the fish. New England is laying 8, down from 10 at the open, at home against Buffalo. The Bills are all that stands between Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, and a first-round bye. Enough said, take the Pats to cover. New Orleans is laying 12 at home, down from 13.5 against Tampa Bay. The Saints have been reeling over the past few weeks, which is not reflected in this spread. They'll probably win to set themselves up for the wild card round, but you have to like the Bucs to cover. Denver is laying 10.5 at Oakland, down from 13 at the open. The Broncos are trying to cap one of the biggest regular seasons in franchise history with a few more offensive records, and they will end as they started by rolling big. San Francisco is laying 1, up from a pick'em at the open, at Arizona. Cards are the team with everything to play for here, but they're coming off a physical game against Seattle, a trend that Kyle has noted is difficult for teams the next week, and the Niners don't play touch football either. Relegated to the wild card round after winning the NFC last year, the 49ers are in need of one more statement game going into the playoffs, and this will be it. San Diego is laying 9.5 at Kansas City, down from 11.5 at the open. The public likes the Chargers here, as they alone here have stakes attached to the game, however faint their playoff hopes may be right now. But the Chiefs will be motivated by their recent letdown against San Diego weeks ago, which helped to cost them a shot at the division title, to say nothing of the egg they laid last week against the Colts. Take the Chiefs to keep it close. Seattle is laying 10.5, up from 10 at the open, at home against St. Louis. Speaking of statements, this is a wrong place, wrong time matchup for the Rams, who will be catching the league's most physical team in a bad mood coming off of their first home loss of the season. St. Louis snuck up on the other teams in the league's best division last season, but that has not been the case this year, and it won't be here. Seahawks roll. For my big three picks of the week, we start with Chicago in the NFC North title game at home against Green Bay, in a game where the line was posted late due to the up-in-the-air status of Aaron Rodgers. He will start, and as such, the Pack opened laying 2.5 and are up to -3. Given Jay Cutler's many struggles in big games against the Packers, lay the points for the team that made the unlikely December run behind Matt Flynn. Minnesota is laying 3 at home against Detroit, a number which has been steady all week. That number right there tells you all you need to know about the crumbling Lions, who are inexplicably coming apart down a stretch. Meanwhile, the Vikings have quietly been a decent team at home, and they will end the both coaches get fired bowl with a win and a cover. And for my 1,000-star gold-plated lock of the millennium for NFL Week 17, New York Giants are laying 3.5 at home against Washington, which has been a steady line. In a battle of bottom feeders, take the one at home with the proven commodity at QB, no matter how shaky he's been this year. The Giants close out a disappointing year with a cover here. So my big three picks are Green Bay, Minnesota, and the New York Giants, while Kyle's only recommended play is Dallas. We look to be back with Kyle Ross again next week. We hope you're having a great Christmas weekend, and we thank you for tuning in to FDH Lounge mini-episode number 362.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, all Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IAmBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.